Mesechta Chala, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. HaMe'isa. Regarding the Me'isa bread, this was a bread made by pouring flour on top of hot water, and then it was baked. Now the flour going into the hot water causes the cooking of the flour, which was a cooking action, and then it was afterwards baked. So is this considered cooked flour, which would not be obligated in Chala, or is it considered baked? B'shame Peturim, B'shame holds it's exempt. Ubeisil Mechayavin, Beisil says it's obligated in challah, and Bishame looks at it as cooked flour, Beisil looks at it as baked flour, because it's baked at the end. The Mishnah continues, Hachalita, which is a different type of bread that was done in the opposite order. First, they would pour hot water on top of the flour, and again, it was baking, and then it was cooking form, and then it was baked afterwards. So here the Mishnah teaches the reverse. Beishame mechayavim, beishame holds its abogid in the challah, and he considers it baked because they baked it at the end. Beisil patur it, Beisil exempts it, and he looks at it as cooked. The Rav brings that the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim says that these two different teachings from Beisil beishame, they don't fit with each other. There really is no difference whether the hot water is poured on the flour or the flour is put into the hot water, and the halacha should be exactly the same. And therefore, the Gemara says, the one who taught Beishamai and Beisil's opinion in the first case does not agree to the one that taught Beishamai and Beisil's opinion in the second case. And there's a machlekes what Beisil and Beishamai held. But regardless, the two cases, whether the flour was poured on into the hot water or the hot water poured on top of the flour, they're going to have exactly the same halacha. There's just a difference of opinion who held what. The mission now continues and discusses breads baked for carbonis. Certain carbonis, along with the carbon, they brought along different types of breads. A carbon taida that someone would bring as a Thanksgiving offering for being saved from a dangerous situation, he would bring along with him 40 loaves of breads. Some of them were chametz, some of them were challah, some of them were matzah, some of them were chametz. A nazir also, as he completes his naziris, he would bring also breads with him. And the Mishnah discusses these breads. Chalos taida, the loaves of that are brought with the carbon taida, urikike nazir, and the wafers that were brought with the nazir's carbonus, asal ma'atzmai, if someone bakes them for himself, for his own carbon, so his own carbon taida, or his own carbon for his naziris, pater, he's exempt from separating challah on these things, because they're hektish. He's consecrating them for the carbon purposes, they become hektish, and hektish is exempt from challah. However, limkar b'shuk, if someone's baking them to sell them in the marketplace for someone else who needs these karbanas, then chayev, then he's going to be obligated to take off challah, and this is because anything that's being sold, the seller may change his mind at any moment. He may say, you know what, I don't have lunch today, and he may eat it for himself, and so it's not automatically dedicated for hektish purposes. And therefore, he's going to be obligated in chal. Mishnah Zayin. Nachtem sha'asa sa'ar l'chalak. A baker that made a sourdough that he plans on l'chalak, dividing it up, he's going to split it into small pieces. And we're talking about a case here that altogether there's enough to have the amount, the volume necessary, the minimum amount to be obligated in chal. However, he's planning on dividing it up into little pieces. Do we say that since he's going to divide and distribute it amongst other people, so it should be considered less than the shear? Do we say no, that it has the whole shear? So regarding the baker, he's obligated to take off challah, and this is because he may end up not actually distributing it, and he may end up lumping them all together and baking a large enough loaf that will have within it the amount for the obligation to take off challah. However, nashim shenasnu lanachtem lasis lemsar, if woman gave a flour to a baker to make for them sourdough, and each one gave a portion that's less than the volume necessary to be obligated in the challah. Im ein mishal achas miyam kashir, if no one individually has the shear to be obligated in the challah, then peturim in the challah. Then they're exempt from challah, because in this case, he's definitely going to distribute the pieces, because the flour is actually owned by other people, and he's got to give them back their portion. And he's definitely going to separate it into portions smaller than the amount obligated in challah. And therefore, it's going to be exempt in challah because he's not going to have joined together the baking of the proper volume to be obligated in the challah.